Today's topic, National Beef and National Dairy Month. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And both of these commodities, very important, of course, to South Carolina. Commissioner Weathers here to tell us more about that. And let's start off with dairy, because word on the street, Commissioner, is you know your way around a cow.
That's for sure. I seem to have chased them for quite a number of years and was involved in a number of June Dairy Month events, from throwing out baseballs to cow milking at baseball games to handing out things one place or the other. But for nearly 80 years, June has been designated as National Dairy Month. So one thing in honor of that, I try to eat more ice cream. So that's why I'm participating.
Amen.
This year.
Yes.
That's always important. But you can't overestimate the challenge of dairy farming and its importance. Again, my family was involved with dairy farming for 87 years, and is still vital to a number of farmers in South Carolina who collectively milk about 15,000 cows. So quite a number of those Holsteins and Jerseys and Guernseys running around out there. Our folks in the State House recognized that years ago and made milk the state beverage. So, you know, dairy cow doesn't know a Saturday afternoon from Tuesday morning or Christmas Day from October 12th. So really want to reach out and applaud and just say a big thank you to our dairy farmers in South Carolina.
Also, I don't want to neglect our beef ranchers as well. This is, of course, a big time of year for them.
Well, it is, and cattle produces nearly 4,000 in South Carolina.
Wow.
Nearly 175,000 head of beef cows. Now, in South Carolina, for the most part, we raise up the young calves to 400, 500, 600 pounds, and then we ship them out west for their finishing lots. So we don't have quite the vertical setup for beef farming as maybe some of the other states do. But one thing I can tell you that's kind of real recent news is that South Carolina beef farmer Kevin Yon, who is our South Carolina Farmer of the Year,
mm-hmm.
and will compete and represent South Carolina in the fall at the Southeastern Ag Expo. So we're very proud of Kevin and his wife, Lydia. Lydia has done quite a number of things for us. She was on our Roots campaign
mm-hmm.
that we just did last fall. So very proud of them, as we are of all the beef farmers around the state. And a great big thank you to the folks who do a lot of work to put food on our tables at we don't ever want to take for granted.
Absolutely. Thanks to our beef and dairy farmers this month. National Beef and National Dairy Month. And we've been talking about it all with Commissioner Hugh Weathers here on today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.